it's time right now here on Prophecy Today for me to take a look at the book, and you can eavesdrop on what I'm going to have to say. Man, what conversation, so exciting, unbelievable. We talked with Colonel Bob McGinnis about the Iranian situation. The bottom line in that conversation, they have come out stronger militarily. It puts Ahmadinejad in charge of the Revolutionary Guard, the military component in Iran, and puts them in a position where they now can do what he may have been talking about. It's been an unbelievable radical rhetoric, but now it's going to be ratcheted up, and we're going to see what's going to unfold. Then we talked with Israel Madad. Winky talked to us about the Jewish settlements, Prime Minister Netanyahu's stand that he's going to not stop the expansion in the settlements themselves within their borders for natural growth. He's guaranteed the United States they will not establish any more Jewish settlements. But this is an ongoing discussion between the United States and Israel, and it's going to cause, I believe, there to be a second Jewish state. In fact, that's what Yoel Karen talked about. There has to be, according to, as he understands the scriptures for the Jewish people, a second righteous Jewish state, not a secular humanistic Jewish state as the state of Israel is today. And then we talked about the Ark of the Covenant, the location of it. One of the leaders of the church in Ethiopia, the patriarch of the Orthodox Church in Ethiopia, in Rome this week, meeting with the Pope, talking about putting on display the Ark of the Covenant. I've searched the internet. I don't know that we've got that report as of yet. We'll keep you posted on it. But you heard what Yoel Lerner had to say about it. Wow, what an interesting conversation. You need to re-listen to that conversation and tell your friends about it. They can go to our website, prophecytoday.com, PTRN, Prophecy Today Radio Network, and listen to that special conversation I had with Yoel Karen. And then Dr. Rob Congdon coming to the table talking about the ratification of the Lisbon Treaty, a European Union foreign policy, and a strong leader for the future. It sounds like we have been discussing Bible prophecy, but at the truth be known, we have been discussing current events, and then, of course, in light of Bible prophecy. When I take a look at the book at this point in the program each week, I am amazed as to what I can talk about, so many different directions I can go. If I had to entitle this, it would be a potpourri of prophetic potential events. That would have to be all I could talk about. So let me just quickly give you a prophetic perspective on each of the discussions we had. For example, Iran. Ezekiel chapter 38 and verse 5 mentions Persia as one of those nations that will come together in an alignment, a coalition of states that will come against the nation of Israel. You have to look at Psalm 83 and Daniel 11 verses 40 to 45 to put the whole list together. But right there in the beginning of Ezekiel 38, which is the special prophecy dealing with how this coalition of nations comes to Israel to try to destroy them before Jesus Christ himself will intercede and wipe them out. It happens at a time when they're talking about peace, and in fact right after the Antichrist has appeared and established a peace in the Middle East, this attack will take place. Persia, until 1936, was the name of the three countries we know today as Afghanistan, also Iran and Pakistan. These nations all in an alignment to come against the Jewish state of Israel, and it's quickly moving into position to make that all happen. Then we talked with Winky Madad about the Jewish settlements. God gave to the Jewish people, and he made a promise he would do it. Ezekiel 36 verse 22 says that God said to Israel and to the Jewish people and to Judah, he said, look, it's not because of you, but because of my holy name's sake, I'm going to do this. 36th chapter of the book of Ezekiel mentions 35 times the land. Starting up in verse 6, it says, preach to the land. Verse 8, it talks about multiplying cattle and men on the land. Verse 10 says, it'll be better when you come back into the land than it was in the times of your forefathers. This is an exciting passage of scripture to deal with the land that God has given the Jewish people. And when we talk about the Jewish settlements, or as Winky called them, the Jewish communities, they're mostly in Judea and Samaria, the area that God has given back to the Jewish people, and it dates back in their history. I talked with Winky Madad. He is in Shiloh. That's the location for the Ark of the Covenant. Remember, we talked about that. For 350 years, the tabernacle was there. That was the headquarters for the Jewish nation as they came into the Promised Land. Now, our president wanting Israel to not only stop building in that part of Israel, but evacuate it as well. Well, this indeed brought up the idea of a second Jewish state, and Yoel Karen said that is an absolute. You cannot have a secularistic, humanistic state to lead the godly people of Israel, the Jewish people that have turned to their Messiah. So there must be a second Jewish state. That's the book of Ezekiel chapter 37 and verses 15 to 23. You need to study through that passage that talks about the two sticks becoming one. That's two Jewish states becoming one when Jesus Christ comes back. And then in that conversation, we talked about the Ark of the Covenant. Supposedly, this religious leader over in Ethiopia was going to put it on display. Remember what Yoel Karen told us? There are at least 100 replicas in different churches all over Ethiopia of the Ark of the Covenant. And I would submit to you, the one he was going to display in Rome is a replica, the real Ark of the Covenant underneath the Dome of the Rock. I've talked to a number of men. Others know that is the location, but 2 Chronicles chapter 35, verse 3 says that is where the Ark of the Covenant is. And they'll bring up that Ark of the Covenant, put it in the next temple, which every preparation has been made to build there on the Temple Mount in Jerusalem. That Ark of the Covenant will be in that temple that Antichrist will desecrate before Jesus Christ comes back. And he, when in Jerusalem, will build his own temple, meeting the specifications of Ezekiel chapters 40 to 46. 202 verses, detailed information. By the way, in that temple, you will not need the Ark of the Covenant. The Ark of the Covenant is a model of him to come. And when you have the real thing, Jesus Christ, the Messiah, in the Holy of Holies, you don't need the Ark of the Covenant. Of course, Dr. Rob Congdon talking about the revival of the Roman Empire with a permanent president coming into position, a plan to put a foreign policy in place for the European Union. We are seeing Daniel chapters 7, verses 7 and 8 come together. Almost to be fulfilled. Only one thing holding the fulfillment of any of these prophecies back from happening, and that would be the rapture of the church. When Jesus shouts, the archangel shouts, trumpet God sounds, and we leave this place to go to be with him forever. Wow, what a thought. And by the way, having said all of that, nothing left for me to say, except let's keep looking up until...